too.
You're supposed to say welcome to the songshooter.com.
Well, just hopefully edit that.
See, this is okay. I got this for a second. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce everyone here. I would be Billy Thin from the site songshooter.com, which is what we're going to be plugging shamelessly every single time we do this show.
Excellent.
To my left, the lovely and talented Aunt B. Say hello.
Hello.
Wow, that was so good, wasn't it? And to my right is my other relative on the show with me, Uncle Petey.
And of course, anchoring our little
to-do. I already said who I was.
Did you say who you were?
Yeah.
I was listening.
And no one else is either.
Okay, so Pete, you have to let us know what we're going to call this thing.
This is the maiden voyage of the songshooter.com. Is it more of a talkathon?
Talkathon, did you say?
Talkathon. It's a talkathon.
Aunt B, come on. What do you think?
I think it's an experiment at the moment.
Talkathon? Talkathon?
I like it.
Yeah.
The songshooter.com talkathon?
There you go.
Yeah.
Featuring Billy Thin, Aunt B, and Uncle Petey. I like it.
Are we all related or inbred? Or what?
You're both my aunt and uncle.
Now, you're going to, are we going to, I mean, because
we are inbred, yes.
That's right. You can tell from the first 5 minutes. Yeah. So, how about.
It's already not going well. And of course, it's our first broadcast, and my voice is shot because I went to see a heavy metal band on Saturday and I yelled too much.
Did you like them?
I saw Helmet. Remember Helmet?
No, you saw Helmet?
Helmet.
Where?
At the Bowery Ballroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
And?
They were
and?
Awesome.
They really?
They were awesome. I don't even like that kind of music that much, but they were great.
I forgot they existed.
You know? Is Helmet, not that I listen to a lot of Helmet, but is it really like your mother's thighs are bloody and da, da, is it all that kind of music?
More progressive than that. Yeah, it's a little more progressive, but there was a mosh pit and it was pretty violent.
Were you moshing?
No, I was not moshing. Well,
I was 90s.
I was on the fringe of the mosh pit, but my buddy Matt, he's really into it. And he's about 6 foot, but he's like 235 pounds of pure muscle.
He's got muscles on his muscles.
So the mosh pit would come towards us, he'd just stand there and they would pounce off him. It was hilarious.
Was there any crowd surfing from the stage?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, there really was?
Crowd surfing.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I love that.
Because my voice is shot from that, I think it makes me sound sexier. That's just my opinion.
You're all telephone sex operator, but, Billy Finn.
It's $2.99 a minute.
It's a little bit more than that for me, okay,
baby.
Big boy? Let's get it right. Too. So we had one technical difficulty today. We don't have mic stands because I haven't bought them yet. I bought them, but they haven't arrived yet. So we have books we're sitting our mics on, and the books were chosen by Aunt B.
Yes, they were.
And I'm wondering, Aunt B, if anything, what kind of thought went into that?
It was not strategic. I wasn't trying to kind of self-identify either of you by the books that were chosen, but is there anything that's calling out to you?
I was going to say, this book that says Leather Chaps for Men. This is a very...
That was so for you, Uncle B.
I think it actually is telling what you did there, because you gave me two books of note. One is Thriving on Chaos, which I think is very appropriate.
Yeah.
And the other one, of course, is the Beatles' Complete Chord Song.
Okay, so did you see that clip that came out a couple of days ago of Dana Carvey and Bill Hader? Dana Carvey's got a new routine about John Lennon from heaven talking to Paul McCartney about Kanye West. It's brilliant. And Bill, you gotta look it up. Just go on YouTube.
I would like to point out that one of my other books is The 100 Greatest Hits of the 60s and 70s.
Oh,
number one, Amazing Grace. That was a hit in the 60s and 70s?
Apparently.
And number two, A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
I like that.
Not kidding.
Very nice.
So the show's going to be about what? Nothing, everything, right?
Nothing and everything. I think that's what we should call it. Nothing and everything. Nothing, everything.
Maybe that's the name of our show. Nothing and everything.
Yeah.
I know, but Larry David may not like that.
Why?
That's the premise of all of his shows.
Well, no, he's all about nothing. They're never about everything.
All right. That's fair.
It's the Nothing and Everything,
nothing and everything
radio
experience.
Show.
Experience.
So the songshooter.com Nothing and Everything radio show.
Right.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's fine for now.
I think we need to talk about.
Of course.
We need to talk about Edgar, my gay bestiality lover,
constantly humping my leg, which I kind of enjoy.
A male dog, who really likes me, and honestly, I really like him too. And it's one of the better relationships I've had in a while. So
yeah, I'm really proud of you for embracing that and being open about that relationship in your life.
We embrace gay bestial relationships.
That's why I have this leather chaps book here.
Here's the only thing that really matters in this show is that basically I find a way to embarrass Aunt B.
Haven't gotten into that yet. So there you go.
We'll get there.
But do you read online? Are you?
It's kind of the beauty of being Billy Thin. I'm completely ignorant to everything.
You're ignorant.
Ignorant.
Well, there must be a lot of bliss in your life.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It's awesome. Because I can say anything I want and people just go, what? It's complete irrelevance. I'm Mr. Irrelevant. The world needs me. Give us something good.
You want to know what love is?
I want to know what love is.
I want you to show me.
Actually, I actually really do want to know what love is. What's it all about?
I want to know how Aunt B gets...
What do you want to know? I think I'm giving you fair game to ask what you want to ask and humiliate me and on a grand scale. So you better just take the shot while you got it.
Oh, no, I'll get more shots. Trust me. Whether you give me the shot or not, I'll just take it when I feel it.
What do we want to know about Uncle Petey?
Yeah.
But what do you want to know? I'll answer any questions you get.
Here's what I know about Uncle Petey. He's a drummer.
And sat in with some pretty well-known people. Buster Poindexter and Amos Lee. Played with a lot of people of note.
Buster. That was an odd... I was in the studio with David Johansen when he did his comeback album with the Dolls.
Really?
After he was done with Buster Poindexter. And it was just awesome because the New York Dolls were one of the first punk bands, in the 70s. And that song Trashed, that song?
Yeah.
He's in doing this new record, and he has the perfect girlfriend for him. She's super hippie and really into reading tarot cards and all this. And I was just like, oh man, this is perfect. And he was great. He's great. But that whole Buster Poindexter thing was he really was Buster Poindexter. Well, he was he was not David Johansen for a while.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know that. Did he live his life like that?
It depended on the day.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But at least that's what I gathered. Can you hear on the mic? Edgar on the mic?
It's your lover. He's here.
Come here, sweetie.
Come here, Edgar. Come here, baby. Edgar, you're looking good today. Oh, yeah, baby. So what do you like musically?
Well, you can kind of get a sense of it from the books. I mean, I kind of like the 70s. That's my go-to. I'm into the Stones and, Fleetwood Mac. So lame to say.
Fleetwood Mac. I go to a lot of shows. Just some of the reason is because of the site, the Song Shooter site, because sometimes when bands come through, they want me to introduce them or something like that. And so I go to shows. And then I have, because I've been involved in the music industry for so long, I can get tickets to just about anything. But recently a friend of mine was in town and Fleetwood Mac was playing at the Garden. This is the first tour they've had with Christy McVie back in the band.
That's great.
I mean, I've never really been a Fleetwood Mac fan, honestly. I mean, I love that song Landslide and all, but I just never have been. And so I'm thinking, I'm going there thinking, oh God, this is going to be complete cheese. And you walk in and it's all moms and their daughters because all of them loved
Stevie Nicks. She's our fairy godmother.
Right. Do you love Stevie?
I do. I love Stevie. Course. And I even have her in my yoga playlist because I love Stevie.
What
so
do you
much.
Have in your playlist?
I'm trying to think.
Rhiannon or something?
No.
Okay. But anyway, so I go to the show. And knowing it's going to be complete cheese, because it's 70s and
there's nothing wrong with the 70s. I want to keep
whatever. Clarifying. And it's I'd rather listen to something done in the last 3 years, just because it's new. Anyway, so they hit the down on the first song, and they're fucking amazing.
They're unbelievable.
They were unbelievably good.
I saw them in concert 20 years ago.
Yes. What?
Oh, come
and
on.
Lindsay Buckingham.
He's amazing.
The man.
She loves Lindsay Buckingham.
Come on, you have no idea about Lindsay Buckingham.
She loves Lindsay Buckingham.
I do.
Of course.
Totally
She's got a little man crush.
I do.
Come on. He's one of the most talented.
Anyway, I had no idea exactly how good of a musician he was.
Oh, it's incredible.
And And he played note for note those records. And when he went on his own, it was tasteful and amazing. And by the end of the night, I'm like, hold on to me. You know, just jumping around with all the moms and their daughters who all have their hands in the air. I was the biggest.
I can't believe as a producer, you'd never really been into Lindsey Buckingham, who's amazing, who produced. He practically produced all that stuff. He's not listed as a producer, but.
Yeah, you're right. But I just, can I tell you?
I just didn't get into it.
I never got into it. Yeah. And I liked Landslide. I liked a couple of the songs.
What about Tusk? I think Tusk is on my playlist,
Tusk is
which
pretty
I
good.
Like.
What's that one?
It's like all tribal.
Your own way.
But that's him singing. My favorite besides Lindsey Buckingham is, I mean, you're talking about Stevie Nicks. I love Christine McVie. Yeah? I love her.
Here's what's amazing about
great
her.
Great songwriter. Right.
So the last tours they did, I kind of learned about this from the guy who took me there because he was very involved with them somehow, I forget. But anyway, they couldn't do half their songs on their last tours.
Without her.
Because it was all Lindsey Buckingham, Christine McVie.
Yeah.
She wrote like half their hits and sung them. And so she wasn't into them doing them without her. So their tours were pretty lame for the last 10 years. They didn't do much they could do. They could do some of them hits, like the Go Your Own Way. But it just wasn't the same. And then I guess a year ago, she called up Stevie Nicks and said, like, you know, I ran out of money to do a tour now. And Stevie was like, yes! In one second, she was like, come back, you know. And the other thing about this band is, like, everybody was fucking everybody else in that band.
Yeah.
So here's an interesting fact about Rumors, which was, I think it was the fourth biggest selling record all time.
I believe that, of course.
In recorded music history. Sure. I think Rumors was number four. Mm-hmm. Sold 30-some million, almost 40 million. So I have to check that, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. So when that record was made, no one in the band was talking to anyone else, not even talking. Lindsey would come in this, like, with a Fuck You song to Stevie, and they'd record it. And then Stevie would come with a, you know what, fuck you, you asshole song, to Lindsey, and they'd record it. And they wouldn't do their parts when the other was in the room.
Well, yeah, you know the story why, right?
But yeah.
Yeah, were... like Lindsey Buckingham was in love with Stevie, and she started having a thing with the drummer, Mick Fleetwood. And that's where all the pain comes from, because they're having this, like, awkward, you
but
know.
But it wasn't kinda... just that. He was also fucking another girl that was involved in the process somehow. And they were a couple for a long time, those two. But they were a nightmare together, apparently.
They entered the band together because they were a duo.
They had their own Lindsey Buckingham
and Stevie Nicks. Yeah. They were a duo, and they had a record deal by themselves. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Christy McVie and John McVie were married to each other, so it's two couples. And then Mick Fleetwood was a kind of a blues drummer in England, and that's how they all got
and
together.
And voted worst drummer in rock and roll, like, 6 years straight when they were out.
See, there's some things I disagree with as a drummer.
I'm not saying he was. I'm just saying he was voted the worst drummer, like, 6 years in a row.
Non-drummers or non-musicians say the same thing about Ringo, who basically is the godfather of three quarters of the drummer.
Yeah. People don't know.
Here's an interesting fact about
I don't dislike Mick's drumming. I think it's very quirky.
It's very quirky.
It's quirky, but it's good, and his pockets are solid. And
very much so.
You know, he's got a wide pocket. It's good. Do you know what that means?
No,
Aunt
I don't. So
see, this is what's great about
the
combination.
Audience. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I've produced so many records. It's stupid, and Pete has been involved in the studio a lot. But Aunt B is the perfect not music industry person for the show because she'll give us that perspective of just like being a fan of music, and she loves music as much as anyone I've ever met, really. But that's the beautiful thing.
Remember Werewolves of London? Yeah, they went through all these rhythm sections and they couldn't get it right. And
Zevon.
that is Mick Fleetwood and John McVie.
See, Zevon. Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Now there's my song.
Yeah. Great song.
Great song. So you're a 70s guy.
See, B is an old soul. Like, I love that.
B, you're a 70s guy.
Yeah.
And a 60s. I like Motown. I just like those decades of music. I can consistently listen to them. I'm always in the mood to listen to that kind of music.
One of the reasons I started Song Shooter is because I got to this point a couple of years ago. I didn't want to hear anything before 2001. I was just so sick of all of it. And I love the Beatles and I love everything. Yeah. And the Beach Boys and all that shit. But I know how great it is and I've listened to it my whole life. But I just got so sick of it that So I made these playlists in my iTunes. One says 50s and 60s, one says 70s, and then there's one that says late 70s, 80s, because really at the end of the 70s with punk and new wave and all that stuff, it just changed everything. So all the schlocky shit that you probably like from the 70s. Mm-hmm. The night Chicago died. Oh!
See, I'm a singles guy. I love those records.
That's because don't even talk to me about that.
No, I love singles. Seriously.
What is schlocky, by the way? Is that even a word?
The night Chicago died? No, 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 no,
no. Yeah, but you're looking at it. It's kitschy. It's like Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day. Love it.
It's stupid. Stupid.
No, it's not true.
Stupid.
My favorite music is early 70s Philly music.
Yeah.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and the Shy Lights and the Spinners.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Okay, I have to admit to one thing. I did make a little playlist recently, and it really shows how stupid I am. I made a Hall & Oates playlist the other day just so I could listen to about five or six in a row. Of course, I got sick by the end of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's hard to admit. It's hard to admit that.
No.
Wait, you know that?
Yes, that's gotta be a thing. Oh my
God,
thing.
I
don't know anything that's new.
Man.
Like you're up on everything. I have no idea what's going on. I just stopped paying attention.
So just for the record, on songshooter.com, it's about new songs, people. We're not playing any of that crap that these two like. These two like all the crap that I don't like.
Okay, so no, wait a minute. If you're gonna go on that premise, then what is the new stuff that you like?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of it, and you don't. No one knows any of it. This is why I started Songshooter, because no one knows any of it. It's no one can get their name out there, because here's a statistic for you. In 1969, there were 967 records released in this country. Last year, there were over 37,000 released.
Now you don't mean hard discs. You mean on?
Well, there's no more hard discs. There's no more hard discs anymore. In fact, as of the end of March, Starbucks is no longer selling.
Yeah, I read about that. Yeah.
What is the reasoning?
Because no one buys them. No one uses them anymore. Everyone downloads their music now, or they're on Spotify or they're whatever. And this is a more serious issue, which is the artist getting paid. But part of the reason you don't hear about any of these good artists, and for example, I had we had a song on by Gotcha. Before he was big, we had one of the songs on the site, mm-hmm. and the Naked and Famous had a song on the site before they got big. So it's a cool place. Like you have that one day to catch whatever it is, and that's the reason to do it, because there's just no way for these artists to get hurt. There's no way for them to get out there, because there's 37,000 others vying for the same attention, and so you can't pay to play on our site. I mean, it goes, the panel listens, and whoever the best ones are, that's it. The whole thing with Songshooter is I got sick of all that old music. And so about 3 years ago, we started this site. And for those of you out there who don't know what it is, basically, we're promoting artists, signed, unsigned, whatever. We have to like the song. This site is about songwriting and great songs. You can submit songs to the site, even if you're just a songwriter and have someone else singing it. If it's a good song, that's what we care about. And we're looking for 365 songs a year. So we need...
product.
Whatever we can find.
We need
product. There are days when we have great songs, and there's days when it's the best we got. You know, that's all there is. but the reason is that, you know, you have 37,000 people trying to... You guys know. We have 37,000 people vying for any attention, you know, compared to 967 acts... in 1969. So this is one where 365 days a year, a different artist gets their chance. And anybody that comes to the site for that day, they can download it for free legally. It's all done. And the next day it's gone. So if you don't get there that day, you missed your chance for the song.
So you have to come back.
You have to come back.
It's interesting how I think college radio used to pick up when there were 976.
Right.
And so where do you listen to all those other bands?
That's right.
Songshooter is one outlet for that.
Yeah, it's one. I mean, you know, there's some college radio that really does push the envelope. Do you listen to any college radio?
I do not, obviously.
That's right, because she likes the 70s. Why am I talking to her? That's what I want to know.
Because there's only three of us in the room.
But anyway.
Well, I aspire to be as cool as you through this process.
I'm sorry, you can't.
Big Farmer shirt. Well, I mean, and a butcher beer that just like grows because the butcher let it grow.
Right, yeah, you need that whole Grover Cleveland thing going on.
Well, I heard him. Is he a singer?
Yeah.
All right, people. Everybody will be on once a week talking about everything and nothing. What was it?
It was talking about everything and nothing.
Talking about nothing and everything. And we'll have guests. We'll have interviews and
Mike stands.
And we'll have fun. And fun is key.
And Mike stands.
Fun is key.
We'll have Mike stands next time. But now we won't have anything to talk about because there's no books to look at while we're talking.
This is songshooter.com.